case study to a book for a more general audience, encompassing the human journey of the F-35 from its very beginnings. The journey moves from the research programs in the 1980s and 1990s to the competition between the X-32 and X-35 concept demonstrators and the contract award in 2001 that changed the course of history in several ways. It recounts the multitude of challenges, some technical, many human, to the ultimate delivery of the F-35 to the warfighters of the U.S. services and their international allies. The F-35 program is unlike any previous program. Hundreds of thousands of people have been involved around the world in its challenges and in its success. The real storytellers of this book are the more than 100 people who participated in the interviews and the many hundreds of thousands of other people, both in the government and contractor communities around the world, who have been involved in the program over its more than 25-year history and who continue to make the F-35 a reality. This is their story. Chapter 1. A Dark and Stormy Night. Contemplate this. You're standing on the deck of a rather small ship, far out on a sky-tinted sea. A chill rain drizzles down as the cold creeps through your flight suit. The steel deck, only a few yards wide, rises and falls with a booming roar. An icy wind slaps your cheeks, ruffling your hair and stinging your eyes until tears run. Beside you, towering over you, rises an aircraft, assembled, it seems, of angular, slanted surfaces, with abrupt juts to the broad wings and canted twin tail fins. It's painted, or is that actually paint? In strange, muted hues of light and dark gray. Its insignia are a paler fog on the dark slate of a shark's back. And it does resemble a shark, with aggressive fins and forward-jutting, sharp-edged intakes. Its flattened fuselage blends smoothly into a thick wing, giving it a husky, broad-shouldered appearance. Yet everything is smoothly fared. Not even a bomb pylon mars the sleek lines. Its lethality is hidden from sight in internal weapon bays. A warplane, obviously. Yet there's no runway here. Not even a catapult. Just a not-so-large patch of American steel, far out on a stormy white-capped sea. This futuristic-looking machine is the end product of the most expensive defense program in history, one more costly than the Manhattan Project, Polaris, or Trident, more than the B-2 stealth bomber. But those sound bites are deceptive and often misunderstood. The F-35 program replaces 14 different aircraft in the flying services of the United States and our closest allies. A true accounting of final costs would have to factor in major savings in training expenses, combined operations, and sustainment over the course of this massive upgrade from a miscellany of aging, less capable air fleets. But this isn't the fastest plane ever built, though it's fast, or the most maneuverable, though it's a bitter opponent in a dogfight, nor the most heavily armed, or possessing the longest range, or carrying the heaviest bomb load, or reaching the highest operational ceiling. None of these traditional attributes of a successful warplane even hints at the most revolutionary aspect of this implausible aircraft. Modern war is still, in the end, taken to the enemy with bombs and missiles. Yet that's only the final link in what the military calls the kill chain. Long before that point, a network of human intelligence assets, satellites, sensors, and computers has detected, classified, and localized those targets. But of course, the enemy operates sensors, radars, and computers too, many of them just as advanced as ours, to keep us from scoring our goals. So to survive in the face of modern defenses, an aircraft must become non-existent, invisible, transparent not just to radar, but to infrared vision.